now turn our attention to the Tyrone Senior Football Championship quarter-final stage. It's been a festival of football all weekend. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Paddy Hunter, GA correspondent in County Tyrone. Paddy, how's things? Enjoying this week's end football?
Oh, Park, it's flat out, doesn't it? Hey, the last couple of weeks has been absolutely flat to the mat with football. And I have to say one thing, it's good to be playing it, because a few months ago we didn't think there was going to be any football. Now we're coming down with it. Now we're in the quarter-final stages, obviously, of the Tyrone Championship. I'm now currently sitting in the boardroom here in Carrickmore, waiting for the action to get underway between Errol Kieran and Drumore. And on a normal day, as I said to Oisin Kelly earlier on in the week, you would have 5,000, 6,000 people here today for that game. So it's a pity that way, but we're looking forward to it anyway, Park.
Yeah, and like everything, and I suppose we're all delighted to see football. Disappointing, no supporters is the big one, as you touched on, Paddy. But look, it hasn't stopped that competitive edge that Tyrone football is, Paddy. It's been a real tight tussle affair. Taking us back, I suppose the game that's currently underway is Dungannon against Ardbow. It's 2-9 to Dungannon, 12 points to Ardbow, and well, a familiar face in the Ardbow side. Three-time All-Ireland winner Brian McGuigan lines out for Ardbow.
No surprise in that. I was talking to Funny the last day, and I was joking with him. He was named in the starting 15 to play Dunlop Moore that day up in Cull Island. Now, he didn't play that game, and they end up, they won 17 points to 3-7. But worrying for Bow in that game, they allowed Dunlop Moore back into in that game in the second half, and Gavin Wiley was certainly unhappy with that. Dunlop Moore just lost out by a single point, but they had went 8 points up and failed to really put a grip in the game and allowed Dunlop Moore back into that one. But Brian McGuigan, there's so many big names have played over the past couple of weeks here in the Tyrone Championship, and interesting to hear Dungannon won in that one there, because it's a long, long time since Dungannon were even in the last four. I think it's almost 30 years since they were in the last four of the Senior Championship, and somewhere in the region, I think you go back to 1956 from the last time they won the O'Neill Cup itself, so that tells its own story. So they're keen to get back into the top table. But there's no doubt that already people are talking about Trullick and Cull Island next week's semi-final being the one that's going to produce the winners of the championship, Park.
Well, supposedly, Paddy, that's, you never know with Tyrone football. Just recapping back on Friday night, suppose Trullick overcame Killyclare. You know a lot about them. They're just out over the road from you there in Oma. But Trullick, suppose it's it was a game that was won on penalties at the end of.
It was one on penalties, and I was talking to a couple of people over the weekend, no later than 5 minutes ago, when I was coming in the gate here at Carrickmore, and a man asked me, what do you think of the penalties? There's no easy way around it. If you want to finish in the night, you're going to have to do something. Somebody talked about the golden score. It's not going to work, because you could have a team with a solid breeze at their back going into the extra time, and all of a sudden they're going to get the ball and maybe launch one from 50 metres out and drop it over the bar. That's not going to work. The penalty's probably the best way. Heartbreak for Killyclare, a feeling for the likes of Simon O'Neill, who missed one. Knowing Simon and knowing the quality he has as a soccer player, you would have fancied his chances. But, you know, from a Killyclare perspective as well, there's so many positives. Mark Henry will take an awful lot out of that game. The fact that they pushed the champions all the way. I feel like they did miss a lot, but it was end-to-end stuff. And what an advertisement. The game was featured on TG4. It was a great advertisement for the Tyrone Championship. And there's no doubt that, you know, many people said, but, you know, I know I had calls already from Longford as far away as Leitrim as well. People saying, you know, Tyrone club football is equally as good as anything you see anywhere in the country. And there's no doubt about that. You know, as I said to you earlier on today, we would have potentially, you know, you could have 5,000, 6,000 people here today at Carrickmore if things were right. And that's no exaggeration. If people from all over the country would watch the Tyrone Championship. Friday night, Sulik, of course, as I said to you earlier on, they're a good side, they're a quality side, and that said, they got beat against Scotstown last year in a penalty shootout. They weren't going to get caught again. Even though they did miss a bagful against Galway in the first game, they still beat Galway, of course, intermediate champions from last year. But that said, you know, they were always up for this game. They missed their lot, but, you know, they're in the semi-final now, up against a good Cull Island side.
Yeah, I suppose on that game on Friday night, Trullick did have two or three chances towards the end. I know Matty Donnelly pulled one to the right of the post. I think it was the last kick of the game to seal the victory for Trullick. And suppose you pointed out Kelly Clougher, they will, suppose, take a lot of positives from, let's call it, a defeat. But look, again, Trillick once again just grinding out that victory. The keeper this time stepped up, and suppose that's why they've been champions.
And it's interesting to see as well that they've been rotating their goalkeepers this year for like in the championship, and it just happened to be Ryan's turn, because previously the two times they had seen him earlier on this year, it was Joe Maguire in goals. And it's just his turn, and he was the man in the firing line and stepped up and done the business. Great Kelly Clougher performance. You have to look at Mark Bradley, the way he played for Kelly Clougher, and so like Lee Brennan, you know, battle of two massive forwards. Did they go into the semi-final with a couple of injury worries? Derek Gallagher picked up a bad knock the other night. Richie Donnelly too. Both unlikely to feature now against Clyde. That'll be a massive worry for them for sure, Park.
Just looking at the frame of Lee Brennan before we leave that Trillick game, Mickey Hart, he'll be happy. The amount of beef that he's put on, suppose. Looking at him, he looked really strong on Friday night, Paddy.
Strong, agile and very accomplished through this championship. He's been very, very impressive, to be fair, Park. I was just looking at his statistics there, and he's been among the scorers for Tullock in every encounter so far. I think he's dropped over somewhere in the region of 6 points against Galway, and maybe 6 or 7 the other night as well. He just knows who the target is, and he's feeling very confident and comfortable in himself now as well, which is good to see. And there's a few players like that. There's a few players, though, we'll talk about Eric Gillen for more in a minute. There's a few players like that on show later on today as well. So it matches up well, Park, and it makes the championship what it is, I suppose, here too, doesn't it?
Definitely does. And suppose one side that has always been there, always, you know, popping up with surprises, Cole Island, and you touched on them against Derry Loughran. Derry Loughran did stay with them. Cole Island getting out with a 3-point victory at the end. But look, Tyrone football and Cole Island, suppose, goes hand in hand. Cole Island, once again, Paddy, showing their worth, grinding out a big victory on Saturday evening.
Well, before the game, they lost Peter Donnelly, and he was replaced by Fintan Coney. Fintan Coney's, you know, one of the younger lads in the Cole Island squad, drafted in, and made some great saves in that encounter. You'd have to say he was the difference in the sides in the latter stages. Cole Island has won the championship 2018. Got the semi-final last year, beat by Trillick in a game that Damien O'Hagan feels that they should have won. So they had a point to prove that way. And I was talking to him afterwards yesterday, and he said that a point to prove as well. But there's lots of room for improvement. It was 3-3 at half-time yesterday. And, you know, that threw up its own sort of negativity, I suppose you would say, because both teams, everybody behind the ball during the first half up at Galway. After the break, 2 points from Cormac O'Hagan, and Tiernan Quinn got a point. That left us 6-3. And then Robinson got sent off for Derry Loughran. And you think then, well, that's the end of that game. No. And eventually, Tiernan Quinn then pushed the ball to the net as well. That left it 1-6-3. O'Hagan got another point, 1-7-3. And they lost, Derry Loughran lost their goalkeeper, Michael McGrath, to a battle injury. And we wish him very well, because he seemed to pick up a nasty knock in that one. Hard to see exactly what happened, but he was hurt. So that left it 1-7-3. And for whatever reason, Park, after the water break, the second water break, it was all Derry Loughran. They deployed big Brian Kennedy. Some people will be aware of him as a county player. They deployed him from midfield into full forward, and they just went route one, old-style football, launched the ball into the big man in the square, and he caused some problems. And I have to say, Derry Loughran latched on a couple of points in that one. There was three in at the end. McKiernan scoring a very crucial point. Michael McKiernan, of course, from the county squad as well, coming from the half-back position, up the park, dropped the ball over the bar to ease some of the pressure. But I have to say, it could have went either way. And Derry Loughran pushed them all the way. Now, Derry Loughran come into this game on the back of a narrow victory over Moy on that particular day. You know, they huffed and puffed and failed to really get going in the second half. Candy got a goal in that game. McCabe got a goal in that game. And they just got over the line. And nobody, absolutely nobody, gave them a chance against Cole Island, but they almost pushed them all away. Now, Cole Island did hit 8 wides, and obviously they did rely on goalkeeper Fintan Coney to make a couple of big stops as well. They'll be worried about that. They know there's a lot of improvement needed. And they face a Trillick side. And I suppose it matches up the fact that Trillick will be missing one or two. Cole Island, you know, huffed and puffed. On the plus side, Philip Toner, 4 years. He suffered a very bad injury 4 years ago. So almost to the day, he made a return as well. He's battled back from serious injury. and Lane came out on as a sub yesterday. That's a big boost for them as well. But so many household names, Plunkett, Kane, Bailey Leonard, Tyrone Quinn, they've such quality about themselves. That said, it was a different game from the day they played Clonoe. On that particular occasion, Plunkett, Kane got a goal in three, Bailey Leonard got a goal in two. They took the game. It was a real running game. They went to Clonoe, their local rivals. Yesterday was a war of attrition. It was sort of point for point and very much just carrying the ball very, very patiently. Frustrating perhaps for the punter to watch, but at the end of the day, it's all about getting over the line, Park, and that's what Kilkenny did. Now they take on a good select side next week. It's going to be very interesting.
Definitely is, and just looking at today's game so far, it's an absolute battle and a half, it has to be said. Ardboe against Dungannon, it's point for point. Paul Donaghy has kicked 8 points there today already for Dungannon. Ardboe are well being looked after on the scoring fronts with Kyle Coney and Shea McGuigan. It's 2-11 to 15 points, and well, where that game goes is anybody's guess, because nobody's lifting off, Paddy.
There's no doubt about that, Park. The winners of that one will certainly fancy their chances. Ardboe always have brought the Lochshore mentality into the championship. We're in the closing stages of that one now, of course, as well. And then that takes us on to tonight and Errigal Kieran and Tramore. Tramore, of course, will they come through a real battle against Oma. Oma missing 4 or 5 of their regular team. I've not even been biased on that occasion, Park. They lost by 5 points. Neil Studden scored an important extra time goal in that one that put them over the line. Tramore hammered last year in the first round against Trillick, regrouped and got back into action again and won the Division 1 league title, much to the delight of Colm McCullough. So they got back into the game. That's Joe Doyle, by the way. His son plays for Kilkenny Fianna. He'll be cheering the team on here very shortly, of course, as well. Joe, of course, many people know him as the cameraman, of course, for Tyrone, keeping things right that way. Just to go back, Tramore, they're in this game certainly with absolutely nothing to lose. They regrouped last year and won the Division 1 title. And you know what, Park, you wouldn't be surprised. Owen McCusker, players of that ilk, Sludden, Andrew McGrath, one of the young guns, Sean McDonald, Nathan McCarron. There's a rake of household names in the team. There's a rake of new faces in the team as well, and they're going to play a big part this afternoon. We know Errigal Kieran's pedigree. They were the biggest winners in the first round. They rattled over, I think it was, I can't remember the final score off the top of my head. 120 to 11 points. 12-point victory over Pomeroy. Pomeroy huffed and puffed, never got goal up here. And they like this ground as well, Park. They like Carrick more. Last year they got to the final. They were beaten in the final. They'll feel that. Well, of course, they were beaten by Trillick. They were beaten in 2017 by Oma in the final. So they've a point to prove from a lot of these players. But they've unearthed a wonderful talent in Oren Robinson. He plays at full forward, scored 1-4 last day. And the likes of Cahill Corrigan, Big Ben McDonald, Thomas Canavan, Mark Kavanagh. And I have to say, Park, they're missing about 5 of their starting 15 who would normally start, the likes of Joe Goose, Dara Canavan, players of that quality. So they're coming into this game with nothing to lose either. But they're under the guidance now of Johnny McBride from Derry. They know the crack. And, you know, anything could happen in this one. And the winners of this one will certainly have a big say in where the O'Neill Cup ends up. You could be almost assured of that, Park, without doubt. But at this stage, everybody's saying it's Kilkenny or Thrillick to win the O'Neill Cup. And the other teams are just there to make up the numbers. So we'll wait and see, won't we? Because as it makes it to their own championship, so exciting. Just an intermediate, for example, Paddy Ray, Greencastle, Leighton Dark, all through in the semi-finals. Big game tonight, of course, at Oma as well. So a lot of English and Gorton in that one. That's a 7:30 throw-in. It's been a packed weekend, Park. And just next weekend's going to be equally busy. And we've also 4 ladies' finals to look forward to as well. And a few people down your part of the world will certainly know of St. McCartan's and Errigal Kieran. And they will meet next Sunday in the Stadie senior final. So nothing but football. But sure, it's not the way we like it, isn't it?
Definitely is, Paddy, and as ever, the Tyrone Football Championship win, ladies and men, spring surprises. So I've noted that you've maintained that Trillick or Kilkenny will be putting their hands on the O'Neill Cup, but I don't know. I think there's another couple of sides there might have something to say about it, Paddy.
Park, you would be. I would certainly not even contemplate that. That's what people are talking about, and if those that come back, you know the quality of them, yeah, and what they can do. But both teams will know they've a vast amount of improvement. As I said, they feel like had a lot of weight last on Friday night. So too they did against Galway. I think they had 12 wides against Galway in that first round game. So they'll know they need improvement as well. Cole Island over the line yesterday by 3 points against the Derry Laughan side that no one fancied. They played well in the opening round, obviously, as well, and progressed. So against their neighbours, Clonoe, Rallies, hey, it's all to play for. And that's what makes, as you said, Park, that's what makes the Tyrone Championship what it is. It's great that the likes of LCC Group on board. We're doing the TV streaming as well with our good friends up there in Todd's Deep. So we know there's so many people wanting to watch the Tyrone Championship. It's unbelievable. And I suppose that brings to the fact that the both senior semi-finals are going to be live on TV next week. And that's no surprise there. People around the country have got a chance to see this top quality football. Fingers crossed it'll be as good as it's been so far. I think, to be fair, there's only been one bad game in the championship so far, Park, and that's something to say out of the senior and intermediate this stage. Just one game in the junior played so far. That goes ahead next weekend, the weekend after next. So, hey, it's great to be involved, great to be playing it, and great to be covering it as well, as always.